Today's shir is Masech, the Yevamos Daf Samaches. We will begin on Daf Samach Zayin on the base, two lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that Erisin, Paislin, Ve'en Mechilin. If there was Erisin between a couple, what happens is it passes her from being able to eat Truba, Ve'en Mechilin. And the Gemara, of course, immediately tries to understand what is meant with this statement. Says the Gemara, Ibas Koyin Yisrael he, if it's a situation where Bas Koyin was Mureses to Yisrael, possibly the fact that she is married, as we often say, Erisin Midaraisa is considered a marriage. Erisin Midaraisa is considered that this woman is an Eishes Ish. So says the Gemara, if there was Erisin, of course this Bas Koyin is no longer entitled to eat Truma. The Kanya Bahavaya, she became the wife of Yisrael, and the wife of Yisrael certainly may not eat Truma. V'bas Yisrael a Kohen he, and if a Bas Yisrael had Erisin with a Kohen, Loi Machale, she doesn't eat, Loi Machala, she doesn't eat Truma, Mishum Du'ula. A Gemara that we've often quoted in Masechet Ksubos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Masechet Ksubos teaches us the midaraisa, a woman who has erisin should be allowed to eat, because as we said, a woman who had erisin is an eishes ish. The reason she doesn't get to eat truma, the Gemara gives two reasons. One is we're concerned she's still, because she's only a moresis, she's still living in a parent's home, and since she's still living in a parent's home, we're concern, Shema Tachel, she may serve that truma to her brothers and sisters, to her siblings, who are not Kohanim and may not eat truma. In order to avoid that problem, Chazal said that she may not eat truma, even though Midaraisa she isn't entitled to eat truma. The other reason the Gemara says, and that is because Simpain, we're concerned that the husband will discover that she has a mum, that she has a defect, which is a defect to the degree that would make the Kedushin into a Mekechtos, and therefore she wasn't entitled to eat the Truma. And because of that, Chazal said she should not eat Truma, she should not eat Truma until they have Nisun. Cheresh, we learned further in the Mishnah, Cheresh Paisvei Nemachal. Says the Gemara, Ibas Koyin Yisrael Pasala. If it's a Bas Yisrael, even though, as we said in our previous year, Midaraisa, the Cheresh that we're speaking about here, is a deaf mute. And Midaraisa, an individual who's a deaf mute, doesn't have Das. And his Kedushin, Midaraisa, is not really recognized. But Midarabanan, it's recognized. And since it's recognized Midarabanan, that's why Chazal said she should not be allowed to eat Truma, because she's married to an individual who's not a Kohen, to Yisrael. If on the Kanya, because even though Midaraisa, the marriage is not recognized, Kanya, but the Kanta Derabonim. If, on the other hand, Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, if it's a Bas Yisrael who married a Cheresh who's a Kohen, that marriage, Loi Machal, doesn't give her the right to eat Truma. Because, says the Gemara, Kinyan Kaspay Amrachmana. The Torah said, when could she eat? When there was a Kinyan Kaspay. But since he's a Cheresh, the high la bar Kinyan hum. The next case of the Mishnah was a Ben Teisha Shonim. We learned in the Mishnah that Ben Teish Shoram, the Halach is Paisel Vayna Machel. Kasal Kedatech, so says the Gemara, we're assuming that the Mishnah is referring to a situation with Shemeres Yovim, that she's a Shemeres Yovim that fell to a brother-in-law who's Ben Teish V'Yomechad, who's 9 years old. And as we also learned, the Zika does not give her the right to Truma. Lamai. So now we have to understand what did the Mishnah mean when it says Paisel Veina Machel. The Mishnah is saying that there's a special rule that applies by this Kohen, by this individual who's 9 years old, not by anyone else. Elam Mifsel, if the Mishnah's come to teach us that since this individual is already 9 years old, and throughout Halacha we know that somebody who's 9 years old, his Bia is recognized as an act of Bia. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if there's Zika between a woman who could normally eat truma, and a yavam who's a Yisrael, says the Gemara, she doesn't have to be 9 years old for that. Katan nami mifsal. As soon as there's a zika between a kehenis and a Yisrael, the halacha is she loses the right to eat truma. If we're going to say that if she has zika with a 9-year-old, then the halacha is that she doesn't eat, that she doesn't eat based truma based on a zika. So ask the Gemara that too. Her god nami lo machal. The halacha is that an adult also doesn't give a right to a woman to eat truma if there's only a zikas yivamim. They have to be actually married, as we learned in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara Amar Abaya. Says the Abaya, what we're speaking about here, Hocha b'yavim ben teshe shana v'yayim echad, haba yivim taskinan. We're speaking about that the yavim is 9 years old, and he actually had relations with his yivamim. So explains Abaya, the midaraisa kanyalei, that midaraisa, it's a full-fledged yibam. And that's the way Rashi learns that, and many Rishonim explain that since there was an act of bia, and even though he's only a 9-year-old, he's not yet a gadol, but still, all that you need for a bia, all you need to have an effective yibum is an effective bia, and this is considered an effective bia. So midaraisa kanyalei, so midaraisa she becomes his wife. And therefore, says the Gemara, says Abaya, Sakadat Chmina Hoyel Midaraisa Kanya Lay. Since Midaraisa, she has become his wife. Biyasa Bia, because his Bia was considered a valid Bia. Therefore, Emeloichel, so she should be allowed to eat Truma if he's a Kohen, just like the wife of any Kohen may eat Truma. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that even though there was an act of Bia, and that should be valid according to the Raisa. Chazal also be a spentation of Yom Echad. Chazal treated it only Kamamra Begodl. They only treated it as if when a Yavam, who was an adult, did Maimer. And as we've learned many times, even though Chazal encouraged that there should be Maimer done before the Yibam, Chazal recognized, and we all recognize, that the Maimer itself does not make them husband and wife. It doesn't make them husband and wife because Chazal the Torah needs a full-fledged act of Yibam. So even though there was actually a full-fledged act of Yibam, there was an act of Bia, but since it was the Bia of a cotton, Chazal don't give the Bia of the cotton the same status as the Bia of a Godel. And they take it down a notch. And they take it down to a notch that it should only be considered like a Maimer. And just like we would recognize that if a Yavam, a Gadol, did Maimer in his Yavama, that wouldn't give her the right to eat Truma, because Midaraisa, they're not considered married. Here, even though Midaraisa, they're considered married, still, the it's not the Rabbanon weakened that marriage, because it was only the Bia of a cotton, and that's why this woman would not be allowed to eat Truma. Amalei Rava, says Rava, if that's what the Mishnah means, that the Mishnah has come to teach us that the katan who's 9 years old can't give his yavama the ability to eat truma. That's the point. That ain't a machel. What does it mean when the Mishnah said, say for the tani, when we continue learning the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, Safek teisha shana yom ve'echot, safek ena, we're not sure if he's 9 years old. The halach is ain't a machel. So the question is, why would the Mishnah need to say this? Hashtavad ben Tesha. We've just learned when the Yavam is certainly 9 years old. So his Bia is certainly a valid Bia. Still, the halacha is loy machel. He doesn't have the ability to give his Yavam the right to eat. So therefore, certainly in a situation of a Sofik, Meboye, should there be a question in the case of a Sofik that his Yavam shouldn't be able to eat? Why would the Mishnah have to teach us this din if that's the way we're understanding the Mishnah? Elam Rava, says Rava, the pshat in the Mishnah is different. Here we're speaking about a case, b'ben teisha shana v'yayim echad, the hanach the psul muktani. We're talking about a boy who's 9 years old from the various people that we're going to identify, that we're going to learn, that the halacha is that if they have relations with a woman, that woman becomes disqualified from ever being able to marry a kohen. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is teaching us that under certain circumstances, when a woman has relations with a 9-year-old man, boy, who is posel, that makes her disqualified from ever eating, from ever marrying a kohen. That makes her disqualified from ever being able to eat truma. The pasli bibiyasan, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that if this individual who has the various disqualifications that we're going to discuss is 9 years old, if he has relations with a woman, that woman obtains the disqualifications we just mentioned. Ukritanya, as the Brisa teaches us explicitly, if you have a 9-year-old boy, Geramoni, who's a Geramoni that may not enter Klal Yisrael, or a Me'avi, or a Mitzri, or a Doimi, that may not enter Klal Yisrael until 3 generations, or he's a Kuti, or he's a Nosson. A Nosson is the individuals who came and fooled Klal Yisrael, that they said that they were not from the Kananim, and they were not from the Gevoinim, but they really were, and they were declared that they may not enter Klal Yisrael, or he's a Cholo, he's an individual who was born from a marriage that took place by a kohen that should not have taken place, a marriage of a kohen gadol who married almana, and a grusha chalutza who married a kohen hegit, and the halacha is that if the child born from that marriage is a cholo, and if a cholo that we just explained who he is has relations with a woman, that woman will never be able to marry a kohen. That woman becomes disqualified from ever eating truma. Or mamzer, that we know the Torah says a mamzer is not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. All of these situations, Shaboah, Kahenis, Leviv, Yisraelis, if such individuals are 9 years old, they come and they have relations with somebody in Klal Yisrael, with a Jewish woman, a Kahenis, Leviv, Yisrael, Pesluah, she becomes disqualified from marrying a Kohen or eating Truma. So, Taisus asks, if this is all based on the halacha that a 9-year-old has this rule, so why does the Mishnah say when there's a suffix, we have to decide what to do? But ask the Gemara, ask Taisus, if there's a suffix, we have a chazakah. The chazakah is that he's not 9 years old yet. So whenever we don't know what to do in a certain situation, as we've mentioned many times, chazakah is one of the methods that we decide what to do. So this person, this boy, had a chazakah that he's not 9 years old. And why can't we rely on that chazakah? So Taisus answers that indeed, a chazakah is a very powerful tool to use to help us decide what to do when we don't know what to do. But the question that we're discussing when he's a suffix is not that now we don't know what he is. Now he's certainly 9 years old. We just don't know how old he was when he had beer with this woman. When the question that's coming up to us, he's already 9 years old, we can't say that the chazakah will tell us that certainly we could rely that he wasn't 9 years old when he did the beer. We have to view it. We have to view him as he is now. The Ritva takes a different approach in answering this question. The Ritva says she certainly, in the case that we're discussing, certainly had relations with a man who's having such relations disqualifies her. The question is that how old was he? So we know for sure there were relations that shouldn't have happened versus a question versus how old was he? That's not a case we can rely on chazakah. Others say that the reason here we can't rely on a chazakah because this is a chazakah of Suyul Ishtanis. Yes, we could maybe rely on the chazakah to say that he had a chazakah that he wasn't yet a gadol when he had these relations. But on the other hand, it's a chazakah hasuyel ishtanis. The 9-year-old will, mitzvah Hashem, become older. When is there a halacha that we rely on a chazakah when we have a question? That's by a chazakah that's not meant to change. A chazakah hasuyel ishtanis we can rely on. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's what the Mishnah is referring to? That the Mishnah is speaking about a case where this woman had relations with a man that disqualifies her. Since we're going to learn the Mishnah, and Roy Love Bisrael. If a woman had relations with a man, that can't become part of Klal Yisrael. That lochi is Hare Elu Paislim. There, the woman becomes disqualified to marry a kohen. The woman becomes disqualified from eating truma. Isn't that clearly an indication Mechlal the Reisha Lav Bisulim Eskinim, that that's not the case of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no. Both of these Mishnayis, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin on Mabez, and the Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes, are speaking about situations where she had relations with a man that will disqualify. But there are two different types of disqualifications. Reisha, our Mishnah is referring to Psule Kol, where she had relations to people who may not be part of Klal Yisrael. For example, as we said, a Mamzer. And the next Mishnah is talking about Sefer Psule Kahuna, like a Cholol. Says the Gemara Gufa, the Braisa taught us Ben Teish Hashanah V'Yom Echad. If we have a 9-year-old, that's a Geramoni, a Ma'avi, Mitzri, Adoimi, Kuti, Nosson, Cholol, Mamzer, Shabbat, Al Kahenis, Levi, Yisraelis, Peslua, in all these cases, these relations will cause that this woman should not be allowed to marry a kohen, should never be allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Shazara Posel, any type of situation where the child that's born from such a relation may not marry a kohen, Posel, that will cause that the wife should never be able to eat truma. Kol Shain Zara Posel, but if a situation where it won't cause that, Ain't a poisel, his relations will not disqualify the woman. And the Gemara will explain what that means. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shata Noisa Bitoi. Any time, situation with a daughter born from this man can marry a kohen, the loch is Ata Noisa El Manasoi, a kohen can marry the widow, obviously not a kohen gadol. The Kol Shata ain't Ata Noisa Bitoi, but if the daughter of this man may not marry a kohen, then he had to know Salmanasoi, his almana may not marry kohen either. Says the Gemara, for the Gemara begins one step at a time. Ask the Gemara Manan immediately, from where do we know that if a woman has relations with somebody who's posel, she becomes disqualified to the kohuna? Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, Amakra, Obas kohen, Kasi Ish Zor. That teaches us the Ish, if there was Zaris, if there was something improper in that bia, that she wasn't supposed to marry him, then the Torah says, Obas koin kisil izor, he betrumas hakotchim loitoichel. That the Torah is teaching us, kivin shenivalo leposela, once she has relations with a man that disqualifies her, posela, that she wasn't supposed to have relations with, she wasn't supposed to marry, she becomes disqualified. We know that the halach is that a girl who's the daughter of a kohen and marries a Yisrael, marries somebody who's not a kohen. So as long as they're married, of course, she may not eat truma. The halacha is, if that marriage ends with death or divorce, the halacha is, if she has children from that man, she may not eat truma because of her children. If, however, she has no children from that marriage, she could go back to her father's home to eat truma. As the pasuk says, "Ubas koyin kaseil izor, he betrumas akotchim loytoichel." That as long as she's married to the zor, she may not eat truma. Continues the pasuk to say, "Ubas koyin kaseil amana grusha v'zera einlo." She became an amana grusha, and there aren't any children. Then the loch is v'shava abeis avia kenurea melvecha mevia toichel v'chazal loyachaba. Says the Gemara, "Hi, this pasuk ubas koyin." That we use to teach us that it depends who is the man she married. Did she marry a man that she was allowed to marry or not? Says the Gemara, that pasuk is not available, asked the Gemara, to teach us this halacha, that it depends who is this man. Don't we need this pasuk, Mibayle, don't we need the pasuk to teach us, the Kamrachmana, to teach us the basic halacha, that a bas koyin, as long as she's married, even though it's 100% kosher marriage, but as long as she's married to a zar, loitechal, that she's not allowed to eat truma. So how can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach us that if she married a man whom she wasn't supposed to marry, she permanently becomes disqualified from eating truma? Answers the Gemara, Ahi, that pasuk, that a bas koyin who marries a Yisrael may not eat truma, we learn from a different pasuk. We learn from the pasuk, the shaval beis aviyah k'nerea, melechem aviyah toichel nafka. And the Gemara says, midakam rachmana, that since the Torah says that if she was married to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies, the halacha is the shovel based on via teichel, that she's allowed to go back to her parents' home and eat truma. It's clearly indication bichlal demikara that as long as she was married to him, loyachla. So the halacha that as long as she's married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma. That halacha has already been established. It's not needed. We don't need that pasuk of kisil yizor to teach us that din. Ask the Gemara. Bas Kayin, we still need the pasuk of Bas Kayin, because imahi, if we only had the pasuk of Shava Bas Avia, I would have learned Havamina Lav Abba Mechlala Say Asay, that the Torah is saying this halacha not in the fashion of an explicit lav, of explicitly that you're not allowed to do. The Torah is saying that when she becomes single again, she could go back to her father's home, indicating that as long as she was not single, she cannot go to her father's home to eat truma. But that isn't an explicit lav. That's a lav abar b'chlal asay. And a lav abar b'chlal asay doesn't have the same rules as a lav. So says the Gemara, the reason we needed the pasuk of Bas Kayin Kisi Elazar is to teach us that this Bas Kayin, as long as she's married to the Yisrael, if she eats truma, she's over a lav. That's what I need that pasuk for. Answers the Gemara, the lav of that she's not allowed to eat while she's married to the Yisrael, I have a different pasuk that could teach us that. That I could teach us, that I could learn from the pasuk, the Kalzor lo yoichel kodesh nafka. And Ritva asks a question. Yes, this pasuk, the Kalzor lo yoichel kodesh, clearly indicates that as long as she is in the category of a czar, she's married to the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma. But maybe what the pasuk of the pasuk of Basayin Ki Czar is coming to teach us that this woman who was a kahenis and married a Yisrael is over two lavim if she eats truma. Instead of saying that the pasuk is coming to teach us that if she marries a person that she's not supposed to, she becomes permanently disqualified from eating truma. Ask Ritva, why don't we say that's pshat in the psukim? So Ritva says a very important principle. The Ritva establishes that whenever we have a pasuk, and we could say that the pasuk is either here to teach us a repetition of a lav, to teach us that when you'll do this averia, you'll be over two lavim, or the pasuk is coming to teach us an entirely new halacha. We prefer, says the Ritva, to use the pasuk to teach us an entirely new halacha versus having the pasuk just say that you're over two lavim for that avera. And that's why that's the point. Says the Gemara, Ahu, the pasuk of Acha Zal Layachel Kodesh is not available to teach us this halacha that she's not allowed to eat truma. We need it legufe. We need it to teach us that any czar but may not eat truma. But the Bas Kayin who married Yisrael is not really a full-fledged czar. And since she's not really a full-fledged czar, maybe because she was born into the family of a Kayin, maybe she should be allowed to eat truma. That's why we can't use this pasuk. Answers the Gemara, Trei v'kol czar k'sivi. This pasuk is mentioned twice. One, the Torah says v'chazar lo yoichel kodesh, and one pasuk says ubas kain kasi almana grusha v'zera ein lo v'shava al beis avia k'nerea melechem avia toichel v'chazar lo yoichel bar. So we have two psukim to teach us this halacha. One pasuk is teaching us that a full-fledged czar, an individual born as a czar, may not eat truma, and one pasuk is here to teach us that this kohenis that married Yisrael is also a czar and may not eat truma. And that's why the other pasuk that we've been working with of the other pasuk of Kisiyah Bas Kayin Kisiyah Lizar is available to teach us the halacha that if she marries somebody whom she's not supposed to, she can never eat truma again. But as the Gemara, the pasuk of Chazal Yichaboy Vakati Mibaylei, that pasuk is needed for Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, for what Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina taught us. Dam Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, the pasuk says V'chol Zor LaYochaboy, to teach us Zar Samantiloch, that a person may not eat truma if he's a Yisrael, V'loy Baninus, that a Kayin, who Rachmanot Tzlon, becomes an Einan. An Einan is a person, is an individual, that one of his relatives, for which he has to become an Ovel, for which whom he sits Shiva. The first day is an Einan, and the halacha is that until the mace is buried, he's an Einan with very serious halachas. And the halacha is that the Kayan, even though he's an Einan, he's allowed to eat Truma. And therefore that Pasuk is not available to teach us that the Bas Kayan, who's married to Yisrael, may not eat Truma. Answers the Gemara, the Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, the halacha that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina taught us, we learn from the word Zor. And this halacha, we learn from the word vichol zor. The Torah added the word vichol to teach us that a kayin, the halacha that a Yisraelis bas kayin may not eat truma, we learn from the word zor. The halacha that a Yisrael may not eat truma, we learn from the word zor. And this halacha of a kayin who's an einan, we learn from the word extra word kol. But ask the Gemara, vakati imibaylei, the pasuk of bas kayin kislar teaches is needed for a different limit. Not to teach us that if she married someone she wasn't allowed to marry, she becomes permanently disqualified from eating truma. But says the Gemara, it's needed to teach us, Kiritanya, to teach us that a Kayan who married a Yisrael, and a Bas Kayan that married a Yisrael, and the marriage ended with a divorce or with a get, and they had no children, the halacha is, Kishi Chazeres, when she goes back to her father's home, Chazeres L'Truma, that she is allowed to eat truma now if the marriage with Yisrael ended and there were no children. But the halacha is, Ein Chazeres L'Chayiv Zik Shaik. We know that the Kohen gets the Chaz V'Shaik of a Karban Shlomim, and the halacha is that not only does the Kohen eat that Chaz V'Shaik, but his family members also are allowed to eat the Chaz V'Shaik. She, even though she returned to her father's home because her marriage to the Yisrael ended, and she's now allowed to eat truma, she's not going to be allowed to eat chaz v'shaik. V'amar v'chizda, Amar Ravina Maikra, where do we learn this halacha that differentiates between the truma and the chaz v'shaik? The k'siv bas kain kisil is zor, he betrumas a kachin loitaychel. Loitaychel muram in a kachin. She's not going to be allowed to eat the chaz v'shaik. So it's not available to teach us the halacha that if she marries a zor, she becomes permanently disqualified. Answers the Gemara, if that's all that the pasuk was here to teach us, im kein, it would be adequate for the Torah to say, licht of kra, he bekachim loitaychel. Why does the Torah say, my betrumas akachim? To teach us two halachas. Shmaminatarti. One is that if the bas kohen's marriage ends without children, she is allowed to eat truma, but not allowed to eat chaz v'shaik, and to teach us that she's not allowed to, that if she had relations with a person that she wasn't allowed to, she becomes permanently disqualified from eating truma. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon, but this pasuk is all talking about a woman who's a kohenis. What is her status given different situations that happened to her? But we learned in the Braisa that this halacha, that if somebody had relations with a man that she wasn't supposed to have relations, she becomes permanently disqualified from the truma, was also said, we learned in the Braisa, by Leviya and Yisraelis Nami. And the question, how do we know that halacha? Minolon, from where do we know that halacha? Answers the Gemara, Rav Abba Amarav. The Pasuk says, Bas. And then the Torah said, instead of just saying Bas, it said Ubas, that we learn from the extra vav, a drasha, hachinami, here too, this pasuk that we've been discussing, ubas kayin kisil izar, has the extra vav before the words bas kayin to teach us these halacha. Says the Gemara, we just learned that when we have an extra vav, it's there for drasha. Says the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, daf nun aleph amabeis, has a machloikis, if when we have an extra vav, could that serve to teach us a drasha? Rabbi Kiva says that we can. Rabbi Shmuel says that we can't. Says the Gemara, Kaman. So if we're saying now that we're learning this from this extra vav, it must be that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Vavin, that says when you have an extra vav, it's here for a drasha. What is the subject that we have this machlokes? It's a Gemara, as I said, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where the Torah speaks about a bas koyin that had an adulterous relationship. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if she had that relationship when she was an arusa, she gets a special chiv misa of sreifa. But if that happened when she was in the sewer, so she's treated like all Eishes Ish who are in the sewers, that the halacha is chenik. Rav Kiva disagrees that even if she's in a sewer and she had an adulterous relationship as an Eishes Ish who's a bas koyin, she's chayiv sreifa. And the Gemara explains that Rav Kiva bases his halacha because the pasuk says, "Ubas ish koyin ki seich liznos as aviyah mechalelas beish tisarif." The Rav Kiva says it would have been adequate for the Torah to say "bas ish koyin." The fact that the Torah says "u batvav ubas ish koyin," that in the sua is chayiv sreifa. Rav Shmuel says to Rav Kiva in the Gemara there, because you've established this drasha, we're going to take this woman to have a chiv sreifa, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel does not learn the extra vav. Says Taisvis, that it seems that Rabbi Shmuel does learn vavs. Just here, in that case, he's not ready to use that vav to teach us that. Says the Gemara. So if that's the case, but right now the Gemara is learning that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold the Vavs. So it seems that this Gemara that learned the limit from the Vav is following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, I feel tame Rabbanan. It could even be following the opinion of the Rabbanan of Rabbi Shmuel. Because when does he not agree to learn a Vav? When the pasuk is not superfluous. Here, Kulu Ubas Kroyaseru, the entire pasuk is superfluous. And since the entire pasuk is superfluous, he will agree that we learn from that vav. But as the Gemara, Ashkhan, we've learned from this pasuk, the truma, that a pas kain to see lizar, that she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. But we've also been explaining that she becomes disqualified to the kuna. Ask the Gemara, Menolon, from where do we know that halacha? Answers the Gemara, Atu, when we spoke about Levi Yisraelis, what was it relevant to? Loi lakuna marbinalei. Obviously, when we said that the pasuk is coming to teach us something regarding a Levi and Yisraelis, it must have been regarding their ability or inability to marry a kohen. Because if we're talking about truma, that we don't need a pasuk for. But nois meichel truma nenu, they weren't allowed to eat truma anyway. So once we're learning. Well, once we're learning that we're talking about Levi Yisraelis, and we're saying that they're not allowed to marry a kohen once they have one of these type of relationships, we could say it's also speaking by kohenis having the same halacha. Says the Gemara, Alam Allah, Mashkachslo, the Kacha B'Shabana. Maybe we're talking about Levi Yisraelis, who were married to a kohen, and they're therefore and left children from the kohen, and they're allowed to eat truma because of that marriage. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that they're not allowed to eat truma if they had this inappropriate relationship. But where do we know, both on the kohenis or on the Levi and the Israelis, that once they had this inappropriate marriage relationship, they can never marry a kohen again? Says the Gemara, if this is pasuk, it's talking about a Levi Israelis that's eating truma because of the son, because of their children that they have from the kohen, b'shvil b'no, because of the son, Kavachomer. I don't need a pasuk to teach us that. I can learn it through a Kavachomer. Because a Maka Hennis the Kedusha the Nafsha Ochla. If you have a woman who was born as a Kohenis, the halacha is when she has this inappropriate relationship. So her ability to eat Truma is much greater. It's because of her own Kedusha. The relationship with a wrong man, Pasla, disqualifies her from eating Truma. So certainly, Leviv Yisraelis, the Loi Achla B'Shul B'na, that her level of eating Truma is only derivative of the fact that she had a child from a Kayin, like Koshkein. Says the Gemara, V'hin and Asenis. Maybe we could say just the opposite. Kehenis, the Kaddish Kedufa, a woman that was born from a Kayin, who has a higher level of Kedusha, that's when, if she had an inappropriate relationship, Pasla. But Levi Yisraelis, that don't have that higher level of kedusha, because they're not really kahanis. They're only because of their children. Maybe loy pasula. Maybe the loy kadosh gufa, that they don't have that level of kedusha. Maybe loy pasula, it won't disqualify her. Says the Gemara, Ella, how do we know that these women, if they had a relation, such a relationship, they become disqualified to ever marry a kohen? We learn it from a kavachayma from a grusha. The halacha is a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. The halacha is that if a grusha, if a woman is a grusha, that the halacha is she's allowed to marry a kohen, and the halacha also is that if she was divorced from Yisrael, she's allowed to eat truma. The halacha is if she still a sur l'kayin, the halacha is she's not allowed to marry a kohen now. Zu shasur b'truma. So even though you have a grusha that is not allowed to marry a kohen because she's a grusha, but if she was the bas kohen and there were no children, she's allowed to go back to her father's home. So certainly this woman, who we've established it's a sur b'truma, and then certainly she should not be allowed to marry a kohen. But ask the Gemara, it's a wonderful kal v'chomer. But there's a rule that the Gemara Masech the Makis, Daf Yud Zayin Amabeis, establishes that Emas Hirin Min Adin, that we can't give, we can't establish a lav, we can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara's question is, as wonderful as the limud is, we can't rely on a kal v'chomer to establish a din. And the reason usually is that the Rishonim we give, because if we're going to rely on a kal v'chomer, and then that kal v'chomer is refuted, we will have done something very wrong based on a kal v'chomer that should not have been made. Says the Gemara, here we're not relying on a kal v'chomer. Rather, here is, as Rashi says, as the Gemara says, Gilib Milsabahi, not that we're learning from kal v'chomer, rather the Torah is teaching us that that is the status of this woman. So the Bach explains that you won't get Malkus. Then indeed, if a woman like this would marry a kohen, she wouldn't get Malkus. Others explain that what the Gemara means here means that Gili Milsa doesn't mean that we're having a kal v'chomer. Gili Milsa means that using the precedent of the Grusha helps us define the Pasuk. And when we're defining the Pasuk, so now it's the Pasuk that's teaching it to us, not the kal v'chomer. Veima, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, when will this halacha apply? Nivel pasula chayakrisis, that only if she had relations with an individual, that having relations with such an individual carries a chiv tfisa, chayakrisis. And as the Rishonim explained, as we've learned so many times, kedushin is not typhus by chayakrisis. That's why we'll be stricter. But not if the isser that she violated was only a chayv elavin. Answers the Gemara, let's learn the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, a bas kohen kasil is zor, an amrachmona. And what does the word havaya mean? Havaya. This by havaya. It's an individual where kedushin is typhus. So it can't mean a chayv krisis, for as we just said, chayv krisis labnei havaya. They're not individuals with whom you could have kedushin. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Yochi, that if she had relations with a man, that Kedushin is not Typhus, Yochi, then the halacha should be that if a woman had relations with an Oivik Chachav and Eved, where there's no Kedushin between a Jewish woman and an Oivik Chachav and Eved, Loi Lefsalu, answers the Gemara, Hanach Pasli, the fact that Oivik Chachav and Eved, they have relations with a woman, they disqualify her from eating truma, disqualify her from being able to marry a kohen. We learned from what Rabbi Shmuel taught us. Dam Rabbi Yochim Hashem Rabbi Shmuel, Menayin Lovik Kacham Ve'Eved, Shabbat Abbas Yisroel Ve'Kahenes Leviya, Shepeslua, from eating truma, Shenemar, Obas Kohen Kasi Amon of Agrusha, Ve'Zer Einla, Ve'Shava Abbas Aviya Kenoreha. Teaches us, Mishyesh Loi Amonis Ve'Gerishim Ba. In a case where there was a monosegregation, because the marriage was a marriage. That's where there's a question, may she eat truma or may she not eat truma? Yotza Oivik Chachav Ve'Eved, where she had relations with Oivik Chachav and Eved, she'en lay a monosegregation, where there's no marriage, the halacha is that she will never be allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon, Kehenes, So this is teaching us regarding a kohenis. But how do we know the Levi of Yisraelis that were married to a kohen and were eating truma even after the kohen died because of their children? How do we know that if they had relations with such an individual, they become disqualified? Answers the Gemara. Ke'ein the Amar of Abba Amarav. The Torah says bas ubas, as we discussed earlier. We learn from the extra vav. Here too, hachinami. We're learning from the Torah, could have said bas kayin. Instead, it says ubas kayin to teach us that not only a Yisraelis that had this relationship becomes posel to a kayin, not only a kohenis that had this relationship becomes posel, but a Leviah and Yisraelis as well.